Hello, friends. Welcome to Blue Jays Mike, the fifth episode. My name is David, and today I'll be doing another play-by-play for your Toronto Blue Jays. I'm thinking of doing this every day now, so instead of once a week, I'll probably do this every day because I like it. So right now, it's the bottom of the ninth, Blue Jays. They are playing their first home game this season at the Rogers Center. You know, they are trailing 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth. And Jay Happ today, the starter, gave up 4 runs in 6 2/3 innings, 8 strikeouts. So, a pretty decent performance by Jay Happ today. But let's see, you know, what's going to happen now with Neftali Feliz on the mound for the Brewers against the Jays. He's 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA in 3 games, Neftali Feliz. He is going to be facing Kevin Pillar. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Neftali Feliz, as Blue Jays fans may well know, he used to be a dominant closer for the Texas Rangers, but now he's facing the Blue Jays as a member of the Brewers, and the pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1 to count. Kevin Pillar shakes his head. He doesn't agree with the call, but he has to move on because the pitch now is a swing and a miss, 1-2 to count. He is right now, he is behind the count, 1-2. Feliz with the windup, and the pitch is a slider that that slides away from the catcher's glove. That was a vicious slider. 2-2 to count. Man, look at the replay right now. Look at that slider. Man, it just gets away from the catcher's glove. That was a wicked slider, and if Pillar swung at that, that would have been a huge mistake. Let's see what Pillar does here. And the swing is flied into right field, and Santana is there to make the catch. Domingo Santana, that is. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. Blue Jays fans, there's a lot of Blue Jays fans in attendance today. It makes sense, right? It's opening day. They're waving their towels as if this was a playoff game. Wow. There are a lot of Blue Jays fans in the background waving their towels. They're probably waving their towels because of Josh Donaldson, who's now coming to the plate. Donaldson wearing a Blue Jays helmet with a white front and a Blue Jays logo. He steps into the plate. And so far this season, in 6 games, he's batting .348 with 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. And the pitch by Feliz is a slider that's low and away, 1-0 to count. Josh Donaldson doesn't seem intimidated by that pitch. He looks at Feliz, who throws a pitch that is swung on and missed. 1-1 to count. Josh Donaldson tapping his helmet, getting ready at the plate, And the pitch is, whoa, that looked like a curveball, but it could also be a slider. That was a pitch that was right down the middle for a strike. Donaldson twirls his bat. He's wearing pink gloves, it looks like. Interesting. The pitch is fouled back. 1-2 to count. He's still alive. Josh Donaldson is still alive. Huh. That's interesting. I wonder why they're wearing pink. I'm not sure. Donaldson again looks at Feliz, who throws a pitch, a slider, that's again low and away, but the catcher was able to catch that slider, and so he throws the ball back to Feliz, and it's now 2-2 to count. Blue Jays fans look really anxious right now. They really want Donaldson to tie the game, it looks like. Feliz, with a lot of sweat on his face, winds and throws, and that pitch is up and away. 3-2 to count. Donaldson is very focused right now. And the pitch is swung on and fouled to the right side. Donaldson stays alive. It's 3-2 to count. But he grins, though, as if to say, hey, I should have hit that ball out of here. That was a very hittable pitch. But that's okay. He steps out of the batter's box, walks back in, looks at Feliz, who again throws a pitch that is swung on and missed. A curveball that was swung on and missed. And that is the second out of the ninth inning. Donaldson was very disappointed that he swung that on that pitch. He walks back to the dugout. He's talking to himself as if he's saying, dang it, I swung at a bad pitch. So that's the second out of the ninth inning. And now Devin Travis is at the plate. He represents the last hopes for the Jays in this ninth inning. And the pitch by Feliz is a ball that gets away from the catcher. It's 1-0 to count. Feliz with the windup, and the pitch is popped up. Right side, Santana with the catch, and that's your ball game. And just like that, the Brewers beat the Toronto Blue Jays by a final score of 4-3. The Blue Jays, who were 1-5 entering this ball game, are now 1-6. And so they drop the opening game at the Rogers Center to the Brewers. And there you go. It was a disappointing loss, to say the least. The Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth inning look like they wanted to hit a home run. They looked very aggressive at the plate, and rightfully so, because it's the bottom of the ninth inning. They were trailing by a run, and they were willing to do anything it takes in order to stay alive, whether it's getting a base hit, or getting a double, or getting a home run, whatever the case may be. The Blue Jays just wanted to stay alive in the game, but they couldn't. They were they were outmatched by Neftali Feliz, who, keep in mind, was a closer once upon a time, a very dominant closer. And so to see Neftali Feliz dominate the ninth inning like he did tonight was no surprise. He knows how to close games, and he was able to do that tonight against the Blue Jays, unfortunately. So once again, the final score is 4-3 Brewers. Blue Jays are now 1-6, but that's okay, because we have another ball game tomorrow, and so there's another chance to get another win. It's still very early in the season, so while their record looks atrocious right now, 1-6, it's still April. The Blue Jays still have plenty of time to get back in the swing of things. They have plenty of time to break even with their record and eventually produce a winning record. And so, just be a little more patient, Blue Jays fans. The Blue Jays will be okay. And that's it for this episode of Blue Jays Mike. I'll see you again tomorrow. Talk to you then. Go Jays!